Recorded Books presents Meant for Each Other by Irene Hannon, narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. The woman was crying. From a tucked away table in his favorite Nantucket eatery, Christopher Morgan gave the blonde a discreet scrutiny over the rim of his coffee cup. Even without the tears, and despite her dim corner booth, that pinup figure and flaxen hair would be hard to miss. Yet all the other patrons of the popular restaurant seemed oblivious to her, and her distress. They were too focused on their companions. He, on the other hand, was alone, as was the woman. His gaze swung back to her as she turned away from her bowl of half-eaten chowder to rummage in her purse, the sheen on her cheeks mute testimony to her misery. Frowning, Christopher set his cup back on the saucer, fighting his natural inclination to go to her aid. It wasn't wise to offer assistance to strangers these days. Magnanimous gestures could arouse resentment, suspicion, or worse. And as he'd learned to his regret, crying women were a disaster waiting to happen. The safest course was to steer a wide berth around them. Besides, after his busy shift in the ER, tiptoeing through the minefield the blonde no doubt represented would be too taxing on his waning energy. As he sipped his coffee, she dabbed away the evidence of her tears with a tissue, tucked it back in her purse, and withdrew a $10 bill. After laying it on the table, she scooted to the edge of the booth and swiveled on the seat. The clingy fabric of her black cocktail dress inched up, revealing a stellar pair of legs. His gaze got stuck there. All at once, the woman rose and yanked her skirt down until the hem brushed the top of her knees. He shifted his focus to her face. She was glaring at him, the color high in her cheeks as she tugged at a modest neckline below a single strand of pearls. Heat crept up his neck. He was not a voyeur, despite her obvious indignation. But as their gazes locked for a brief moment, it wasn't outrage that contorted her features. It was distress and defeat. She also seemed on the verge of tears again. Before he could process her reaction, she circled the room in the opposite direction to avoid passing his table and disappeared out the door. So much for his attempt to chill out after a long day. He sighed, finished his coffee in two swigs, and settled his bill. No sense lingering. His relaxing dinner was a bust. Outside, he picked up his pace as he strode toward his car under the dark clouds that had replaced the bright, sunny skies of earlier in the day. A steady drizzle had also begun to fall, compelling the strollers and sightseers to seek refuge in the shops and restaurants that line the streets in the heart of the old town. All except one. As he drove up Main Street, the woman from the restaurant was trudging through the rain. She didn't have an umbrella, yet she wasn't hurrying, nor did she seem to be paying any attention to her surroundings. A conclusion verified a moment later when she stumbled in her high heels on the uneven brick sidewalk. Christopher pressed on the brake, slowing his forward momentum. Walking around Nantucket in shoes like that was an accident waiting to happen, as all his colleagues could attest. Dozens of women who'd chosen fashion over comfort showed up with sprains every year in the ER. But she righted herself and moved on. As he approached his turnoff to Orange Street, she continued on Main, her shoulders slumped. She paid no attention to the low rumble of thunder that reverberated through the still air, or the flash of lightning that zigzagged across the sky in the distance. She was either oblivious to the storm or didn't care about the danger. Both scenarios were disturbing. He watched as she veered left on Fair Street and disappeared from view. The story of the Good Samaritan echoing in his mind. Like the traveler to Jericho, this woman seemed in need of a helping hand. But so had Denise. Decision made. Christopher turned left onto Orange Street and accelerated toward Sconset. The troubled blonde wasn't his problem. The smart course was to put as much distance as possible between them, even if the image of her defeated eyes refused.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?